At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Help! We suck at being newlyweds, which might pertain to Dean and Kaylin coming up. Of course, you guys will not suck at being newlyweds, but you'll be newlyweds, so you'll be half the podcast title. We have a very special guest who is joining us via Zoom right now. She's the host of the podcast Lovers and Friends. She's also the author of the book The Game of Desire, and you can see her on The Marriage Pack, which is a brand new show on Roku, which has been streaming all this month. It is Shan Boodram, and yes, it rhymes.
Shan Boodram. Yeah. Shan, you're
that was satisfying.
You're the hardest working girl in Hollywood, it sounds like.
I don't think so. Maybe like 2 years ago. Now I feel like I work a little smarter. I have two kids. So since the last time that we probably chatted together, my life has changed a little bit. So I do work. It's just a lot more wiping up and tidying up and yelling and cooking and all those other fun stuff. But I absolutely am overjoyed to be a part of projects like The Marriage Pact, where you get to just go and do something really amazing. And that was actually a dream come true experience for me. Not only did I get to go and like host a dating and relationship show and a show that was really telling a different story, because I think we're all kind of used to the same story of like sexy singles went to an island, or sexy singles are in a little villa.
Hey, don't shit on that. All right. We've been all those sexy singles.
I love it. I do also do Too Hot to Handle. So I'm very used to being around sexy singles. But this was real people with real history. And 37% of relationships actually begin as platonic friends first. And so this is a side of romance we've never seen explored before. So I was so grateful to be a part of that. And also, I got to bring my entire family with me. So it was just like a crazy dream come true experience. And I'm so happy it's like out in the world now.
Will you tell us the format of the show?
I'm gonna let you guess. Okay, so the show is called The Marriage Pact.
Okay,
go.
It's two platonic friends who have a marriage pact and saying that we're gonna get married if we don't meet it, if we don't meet anybody,
and 30,
they're at that age where they're about to get married.
That's what I would assume as well.
Yes, everything is right except for the platonic friends bit, because people come into marriage pacts for a lot of different reasons. So we had some people who were exes where they cheated on each other, so they realized like we were too immature back then, but maybe in 10 years. We'll be in a different spot because our chemistry was there, our connection was there, our friends and family got along, but we just weren't mature enough to handle a relationship. Other people, it was like, really and truly, it was like a prolonged friend zone, right? Where one person was like, okay, if I can't find anybody else in 8 years, you're going to get your chance with me. And then other people, it was, they met out at a bar. It was like, yo, we have this incredible chemistry. You know, we live at different parts of the world. If we ever had the chance to come together and really do this, I think this could work. So it was like a variety of different scenarios, but there definitely was some platonic friends in there. And one person who had a crush, it was like an older woman and a younger man, and he had a crush on her since in his teens. So it was like his chance to show her, like, I'm a real man.
Are there going to be any twists, like in The Ultimatum, when they break everyone up and then let them date other people?
There was no twist. It was actually just genuinely watching people with real history. Like, some people knew each other for 20 years. And so the twist was that this was real. Like, the stakes were actually pretty high for them. And the entire time, they're going through this battle of, all right, at least we've had a friendship this whole time. Now we're getting to a place where we're crossing that line that we can never actually go back. That fear that you have of trying something with your best friend is like, okay, well, if I try it and it fails, what does that mean for the connection that we used to have and I used to enjoy? So I don't think you needed any twists for this because it was just real.
Yeah. What is it like hosting a show like that? Because you're kind of inserting yourself into their history a little bit. So they, do they lean on you and ask you for advice? Do you have to kind of insert yourself to help guide them along? What is your like involvement?
That's actually a perfect question because it was a little tougher than Too Hot to Handle. But the show that I work on where it's all singles, they all kind of know what they're there for. Everyone's pretty, I'd say, malleable. They're down for the experience and they want to do what you're saying because they want to stand out on camera. So if you're throwing them into an experience where it's like, okay, get naked and throw your sexual energy onto this canvas and go, or you guys are going to do yoni worshiping and everyone's going to really lean into it because they're just like, I have nothing to lose. But when you have people who have a lot to lose, the resistance was so high. So every experiment that we did, every test I tried to put them through, there would just be so much more pushback. And then also because it's the gang mentality, they have somebody else. They have an ally there. So you come in and I often felt like the disruptor. Like I was coming into other people's dynamics and trying to push them out of their comfort zone. And the two of them would like dig their heels into the sand together. So it actually was a bit more challenging. And we spent a lot of time doing one-on-ones together because and that was the helpful thing too, is seeing other couples who are also at their marriage pact due date go through this at the same time and see the same struggles that you were, or to see them push past their insecurities and fears and it actually work for them. So yeah, it was definitely a challenge. I'm used to more cooperation and excitement when I enter the room. It definitely was like, oh gosh, here comes this girl. What's she going to try and do next?
Yeah. For sure.
Like when I showed up on this podcast, the energy was great. This is what I like, right? Like, yes, you're here. Let's talk. And they were like, oh my God, like here she comes again. And I had to keep reiterating to them the truth, which was such an interesting fact because I said to them multiple times, a lot of you are refusing to try to progress the relationship or you're not moving to intimacy. You're not moving to things being more romantic because in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, we can still go back to being just friends. We can still go back the way things were. I was like, you have to know that you have to burn the ships at dock. It's over. Once you're trying to move forward to this new style of relationship, you'll never be able to go back. So stop trying to preserve that bond. And I would say to them, you're either going to decide to get married or to say goodbye forever. And they would always roll their eyes when I said that, or people would like, it's not really us. And I did the reunion show a couple of weeks ago and either they're together or they're not friends. That's been the story.
So you're right.
Do you think
along.
That they're better off? Because I would argue that they're probably better off because I think that it's almost nearly impossible to move on from somebody if you still have a friend in your life that was either an ex-girlfriend or a boyfriend or someone that you've hooked up with or someone you've been attracted to. Because if you're always like clinging on to them and always have them as your backup, I don't know if you can really fully commit yourself to moving forward and trying to develop either a relationship with them or a relationship with someone else unless you kind of either cut ties or start dating.
I 100% agree. I think that that's what these people became for each other. They became safety blankets. Dating is scary. Let's be honest. It's terrifying to put yourself out there. It's terrifying to search for the one, knowing in the back of your mind that you may never find that person. So when you've got this marriage pact, it's this safety net. Okay, I have a backup plan. And that can actually stop you from doing what you need to do in relationships, which is getting naked, getting raw, getting vulnerable, throwing yourself all in, getting hurt, getting rejected, trying. And so I think for a lot of them for a long time, the marriage pacts were helpful maybe, but they were also sabotaging other connections they could have. And that's what I was saying to people too, is that keeping hold of this pseudo relationship and for long periods of time, although it seems harmless, it actually might be stopping you from, one, making the connection with that person that you're actually meant to have, or two, connecting with other people in that all-in way that you just described so perfectly.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
So coming in as the intimacy expert, was it hard to navigate from one relationship to the next? Because it sounds like some relationships they have been intimate and others they haven't been. So was it hard to like change the volume knob, I guess, from one to the other? Or was it pretty status quo for all of that?
Yeah, I think it's a great question because it's the same steps, right? Like when you're deepening intimacy with somebody, it's pretty much the same dance of learning if we have shared values, if we have shared long-term goals, and if we have a similar lifestyle. And so you have to uncover. And then of course, above all else, do we have the broth, that it thing, that attraction, the fireworks between us? And so that's the steps that you're taking people through to uncover, depending on how deep they were into their other given rules. Like one couple who, for example, like they were the vacation fling. So they met at a club and they were like, "We have this magical connection." And for them, it was interesting because, you know, when we've got the fantasy in our, have you guys ever had a fantasy person before?
fantasy person, as in like...
It's like the person that you place all of your projections of what a perfect relationship is supposed to be, but they either got away or you guys don't live in the same city. It's this individual that you've never actually had to test it. And so because you've never had to test it, you just had the honeymoon phase. You get to continue their relationship on for years and years in this fantasy sense that never really stood the test of what actual intimacy has to take. And so in the back of your mind, you kind of hold on hope that your perfect person is just, you know, a world away. And only if you were together, everything would be amazing. And that's what this couple had, where every time they saw each other, it was in these really fun environments and these really cool settings where they got to be like the most exaggerated, natural, fun versions of themselves, but they weren't in real life. So I know, have you guys ever had someone like that?
Well,
the white whale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it might've been you that mentioned this on the podcast a long time ago, or someone else, one of our other guests. But I remember many, many years ago, way back when I was single and I was dating, I would go on like a couple dates with someone and I would build them up in my head. Like I would fill in the gaps for what I want them to be, which would make them the perfect person for me. But then the more you get to know them, the more they start to fill in their own gaps. And then you start to realize maybe they're not that person. It kind of sounds like that's a similar situation.
Yes. I mean, it's good that you did what you're supposed to do, which is, okay, maybe you created the fantasy in your head, but then you saw out reality to see if it matched up. Some people, either one, they sabotage and they stop the relationship, so they never have to see the other side of it, or two, that person's not accessible to them, so they get to continue on in that storyline without ever really putting it to the test. Right. So
without letting them fill in their own holes.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, I have this thing I say all the time with people, and that even goes for long-term relationships. I mean, especially I'm coming up on 5 years of being married this year, and it is so imperative to leave blank pages for our relationship dynamic and for that other person. Mm. Because the more that we get to know, the more that we feel like we can fill in all their blanks. Okay, here's what you're going to do tomorrow. Here's how you're going to feel. Here's what we're going to do during sex. Here's how we're going to act a year from now. And they start to make all these assumptions about someone because we're very close with them. And then we suffocate them. We give them no room to be surprising, to be unexpected, to shock themselves. And if they do something outside of the script that we've written, we feel betrayed. We feel offended. We're like, did I ever really know you? Has it all been a lie? It's like, no, I'm changing. Yeah. I'm dynamic. And you have to give me space, you know, to be unexpected. We've got to still remain curious to me, even though we are incredibly intimately close. And so we do this a lot in our earlier years, and hopefully we learn to stop and to be like, okay, well, I really can't put a script on human beings. But I do think that once we get into long-term relationships, we go back to that mistake and assume that we know what they're going to do next because we know what they've done in the past.
Kaylin, have you ever had a fantasy person?
Sure, maybe like an ex that got away before you. For yeah. Sure.
Well, let's hear about it.
No. No.
Come on, Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Jason Momoa, for sure.
Such a cop-out answer.
No, but I think you're the perfect host for a TV show like this because you see so many dating shows and essentially you're just listening to a host who is good at speaking, but you also have this background and all of this knowledge. So I feel like you should be hosting every dating show because you can like lead everyone and guide everyone and not only, you know, they can look to you for advice and you just have so much knowledge.
Yeah, I agree. It's like there's a Cone as the host of one show, maybe like a former pop star as the host of another. Jesse Palmer, a great host, but like, you know, he doesn't know as much about love as someone like Shan. So
yeah, no, they did great by picking you as a host.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
So as, you know, someone that I am married as well. So has marriage and kids changed your opinion about intimacy, being an intimacy expert?
1,000%. Marriage and kids and life and mortgages and everything. I mean, it's supposed to change you, right? It's supposed to deepen your perspective. And that's why I always remain curious rather than competent, right? Like I know everything and I'm talking to you guys and I'm learning, right? Like, so there's a million different perspectives and ways to learn about this part of our life that's ever evolving. I mean, that's why I got into it, because I was so frustrated that we devote 2 weeks in school, which is probably generous for a lot of the school systems, to learning how to do this thing well. And the truth of the matter is that you're never going to need to stop learning. You're always going to have to be a student. You're always going to have to grow. I think that the greatest humbling experience for me was having a kid. And it was really like 9 months after our first kid that I was like, I am not an expert in this at all. I'm just as much of a student as I am a teacher. And it's actually better to take that pressure off of myself to know everything and to have all the answers, and instead to be living in the experience and being guided through information and guided through instincts that have been honed through mastery. But at the end of the day, like I get humbled by life all the time. So I think that my greatest lessons in love are very different from what they were when I was dating. But I also think those lessons they aren't the same rules that apply, right? Like what it takes to be a great dater and have a great dating life is not the same things it takes to have an amazing long-term relationship. It's not the same thing it takes to be a great parent. I think as newlyweds, it's something that you'll discover too. I will say the one thing that I'd love to hear you guys take on this is people often ask me that question, like, how did marriage change your relationship? I was like, marriage didn't do a damn thing, right? Like it's the other stuff. Like when you move in together or when you have kids or when you own a business, when you start sharing a checking account, like those are the things that fundamentally change your dynamic. Marriage is just a title that you use to describe a strong connection that you probably already built a year or two before you walked down the aisle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you expecting to change?
Well, I don't really expect much to change for us because we did all that stuff so early. We kind of moved in together a year in. We got a joint cell phone plan, joint bank account. So it just kind of feels like we're already married. We own a home together. What do you think?
I agree. I don't think anything's going to change.
Yeah.
We already both wear rings.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, not much changed between Ashley and I when we got married, but obviously a lot changed when we had kids, mm-hmm. just because that is such a, influential part of your life. And it's just, it also brings out so much stress in you and so much love and so much stress, I guess, just so much of like the human emotion that it really just, it bonds us more together than it ever has. But of course, it's also been probably the hardest parts of our marriage since we've had kids. I guess my question for you, Shan, also is that so many times in relationships, a lot of people will break relationships off because they'll say that the other person has changed. You know, well, they've changed. They're not the same person that they were when we got together. And whenever I think about that, or whenever someone talks to me about that, it's like, yeah, I think I've changed since I've married Ashley. Ashley has changed since she's married me. And we've kind of always just adapted together and grown together. So I guess my question for you is, how does a couple navigate that when you know, like for Dean and Kaylin, right? They're about to get married and they know that things will change at some point. How long that will take, who knows? How will they change? Nobody really knows. But like, of course, things will change. Dean will change as a person. Kaylin will change as a person. They'll still be the same, but different. How does a couple relationship navigate that moving together, like moving forward together?
I think it is completely logical to say you've changed in ways that I didn't anticipate and ways that don't benefit me. My favorite basic mathematical equation for a healthy relationship is fair trade plus equal advancement. And that doesn't mean that applies every day or every month, right? But you know, as somebody who has kids, the fair trade part is really difficult to navigate when you've got a responsibility to their life. There's always going to be someone who feels like I'm doing more, I'm giving more. But if you net out a year, let's give it that amount of time, and you're like, okay, within this year, I feel like I gave what I wanted to give and I received what I truly needed from this relationship. And as a result of that, I've grown in ways that feel good for me. I've watched us grow as a unit and I've seen my partner grow. If you get to a place where consistently you're giving more than you want to give and you're not receiving what you know you need, and as a result, you don't see yourself developing and growing in a way that feels healthy for you, and that's not just a season, that's when I think it's fair to say, like, okay, like the changes, the math here has definitely, you know, adjusted. What you're willing to give and what you require in a relationship is so different than when we first got into this thing, and none of us are moving forward through this partnership. It's cool to let it go. One of the coolest courses I took was called The New Psychology of Love. And one of my favorite sections in that was talking about self-expansion theory, which I felt was so profound, because every other mammal, if you watch March of the Penguins or any, you know, what's the guy, David Attenborough? Mm-hmm.
Attenborough. Oh, yeah. Attenborough.
Yeah. If you watch any of his stuff, you know, right? Love happens everywhere, and connection and mating, pair bonding. It's why we're alive. It's the common universal theme that we have, is that connection to many of our fellow primates and animals. But what makes humans distinctly different is we don't just want to fall in love and couple in order to reproduce and to ensure our survival and our safety. We also want to achieve and expand. And we know this because when we have a dog, and a dog has all of its basic needs met, and a dog has access to all of like its, you know, fundamental food, water, shelter, if it needs to hump, it humps something. It spends the rest of its leisure time laying in the sun. It spends the rest of its leisure time trying to chase the ball. But humans, when we have all of our basic needs met and all of our leisure time, we want to expand and grow and become smarter and bigger and brighter. And so that means that our relationships aren't just a place for safety and for reproduction, but we also see them uniquely as an opportunity for achievement. And that's not just, you know, siloed off to gold diggers. Everybody wants that out of our bonds. And so if your relationship stops being an opportunity for achievement, that's when I think it's okay to say that the best version of me is not possible with you. I think to your point, though, people owe it to themselves to wait a little bit longer. I was reflecting on that when the whole Keke Palmer and Darius Jackson, I don't know if that hit your guys' bubble, but her and her partner just had a baby together, and her partner made a comment about the outfits that she was wearing postpartum and if it was appropriate as a mom. And it became this huge thing, and they broke up. And I was like, okay, I get it. But at the same time, y'all, that first year is crazy. Like, don't act like this is who your partner always is. Like, they are sleep deprived. They are stressed out. They are going through an identity crisis. Like, give it a little bit of time to see if this change is permanent or just because you guys are in this insane situation. So I think, I'll let you reflect on what I've just said, because I don't know where else to go with it other than to say there's a mix of acknowledging when it's just not giving what you need, and also acknowledging that there's going to be times when people just can't be their best self, and being able to be there through someone through that is truly what love is all about.
Like when someone breaks their leg in Switzerland, or what else?
Yeah. Nail on the head right there.
Okay. I was maybe looking for something a little deeper out of you there. But no, that all makes sense. That's definitely something that I think all of us, not just me, Kaylin, and Jared, can reflect on, but the listeners and anyone that watches your shows or your podcast or reads your book can definitely reflect on that too. But thank you so much for joining us. I feel like every time we get to talk to you, it's enlightening, and it just always fun to talk to you. So Jared, is there anything else you want to end on with before we say goodbye to Shan?
No, Shan Boodram, it always rhymes. I mean, you're always a great guest. You've been on this podcast before when we were formerly Help I Suck at Dating. We were now Help We Suck Being New. And so Shan, thank you so much. Of course, you guys can check out her podcast, Lovers and Friends, wherever you're listening to this podcast, which quite impressive. I had noticed before we hopped on the podcast, has 5 stars and over 5,000 reviews, which is extremely impressive. So definitely check out that podcast. Of course, you guys can watch The Marriage Pack, which is streaming on Roku right now.
Marriage Pack. That's the thing I want to yell right now. It's free. You can go to therokuchannel.com and watch it for free. You can get the Roku app on your phone or on your smart TV. All you have to do is sign up for a free account. You can binge all 8 episodes. And if you have a Roku stick, the work's already done for you. Just open it up. It's on your homepage. It's phenomenal. It's an interesting project, and it's going to make you think about the what ifs in your life. So I loved being a part of it, and I would love people to check it out.
And it's so relatable, because I feel like everybody has a marriage pack when they're single. Like you talked about that fantasy person to be like, okay, if this doesn't work out for me in life, this is the person that I plan on marrying if I'm not married by 35, 40. It was so ridiculous. I had friends years ago. They were like, oh, if we're not married by 28, we have a marriage pack. I'm like, 28?
Yeah.
That's so young. You're so stupid. But anyway, I digress.
You're not even 30.
Shan Boodram.
Michigan.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining the podcast. You're the best. And definitely check out Marriage Pack, streaming right now on Roku.
Thanks, Shan.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.